This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The head of the World Health Organization said Wednesday the number of cases of infection with the new coronavirus in China has stabilized, but he warned that apparent slowdown in the epidemic should be viewed with extreme caution. At the end of a two-day meeting on research and innovation into measures to tackle the new viral outbreak, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the virus is still dangerous.
The number of newly confirmed cases reported from China has stabilized over the past week. But that must be interpreted with extreme caution. This outbreak could still go in any direction.
Meanwhile, China's President Xi Jinping called on leaders of the ruling Communist Party Wednesday to maintain the fight against the virus. He did that while unveiling measures to stimulate the country's economy, which has been weakened by the deadly outbreak. Meanwhile, in Cambodia, the MS Westerdam cruise ship was allowed to dock after being refused entry to Thailand, Japan, Taiwan, Guam, and the Philippines because of fears one of its passengers might have the virus. Pope Francis refused to allow the ordination of married men as priests in the Amazon, Sabina Castelfranco reports.
Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation on the beloved Amazon, made public on Wednesday, made no change to the Roman Catholic Church's centuries-old rule on celibacy. The majority of bishops from the Amazon region had voted at the end of their synod in the Vatican 3 months ago to allow some married men to be ordained and for women to serve as deacons. But in his document, the Pope ignored that proposal. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italy's Senate voted Wednesday to lift far-right leader Matteo Salvini's immunity from prosecution. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, the former interior minister could now face trial over his refusal to let migrants disembark at an Italian port.
The accusation that he illegally detained migrants at sea last year when he refused, as interior minister at the time, to let them disembark from the Gregoretti Coast Guard vessel, ignoring pleas from human rights groups. Magistrates believe that was an abuse of power that amounted to de facto kidnapping. Salvini was defiant when he addressed the Senate hearing before the vote.
I think I have defended my homeland. I do not ask for a prize, because I received a salary for that. But if there must be a trial, so be it.
Salvini, the head of Italy's anti-immigrant League party, could face up to 15 years in jail if he's eventually found guilty by Italy's tortuous legal system.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his military will set aside past ceasefire agreements and strike Syrian government forces by air or ground anywhere in Syria if another Turkish soldier is hurt. We get more from Reuters' Joe Davies.
Another convoy of Turkish military vehicles made its way towards the Syrian border on Wednesday. The latest movements came a day after Turkey launched counterattacks said to have killed 51 Syrian government troops, retaliation for 13 Turkish soldiers killed by Syrian shelling in recent days. Turkey's President Erdogan is warning that attacks by Syrian government forces on his military will be met with the same overwhelming response.
If there is the smallest injury to our soldiers on the observation posts or other places, I am declaring from here that we will hit the regime forces everywhere from today, regardless of the lines of the Sochi Agreement or Idlib.
According to rebel commanders, a Syrian military helicopter was shot down on Tuesday in the province of Idlib. Syrian government forces backed by Russia and Iran have been making gains there in the campaign to eliminate the last insurgent bastion in Syria's nine-year-old war.
That's Joe Davies reporting. Former vice president and other Democratic candidates are now focusing on South Carolina. For Biden, it follows two subpar finishes in New Hampshire and Iowa. AP Washington Bureau Julie Pace reports.
The problem for Joe Biden is that the crux of his argument right now is that he is the most electable candidate. And electable candidates have to win. And he's not only not winning, he is placing far below expectations. So he has a real challenge ahead of him in terms of trying to keep his donors sending checks to his campaign and trying to keep his support in those states that come next.
I'm David Byrd, VOA News.